Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Officer, do you want to make an opening comment or two? Do you want to say something? Do you just want to take questions from the media?
I'll just take questions.
Okay.
I'm going to let the mayor in.
Do you want your jacket off?
Come on, Mayor. Dr. Welch.
Tony, it's got to be such a great feeling. How would you characterize the thoughts going through your head?
Right now, I'm a little overwhelmed. It's been about 101 days that I've been inside. So being outside for me is I'm overwhelmed with the amount of love and the support that everybody has shown me. And it feels good to be, I came here in March, so it feels good in July to be standing here.
Yes. Officer,
yes?
Certainly, is COVID-19, many people who get it don't hardly get sick, and then other people have a situation like yourself.
Yeah.
About why it affected you the way it did?
To be honest with you, because it's so new, there's a lot of information I wasn't aware of, but I just felt my body was just getting very, very tired. That's how it affected me, that I would find myself just spending time just not able to move.
But have they shared with you why it affected you as opposed to myself?
My doctors and them are still taking time to study. They know it affected my body, it affected my shoulders, it affected my left lung. So we're still doing testing. We're still examining me. Why it attacked me the way it did, that I'm not sure, but I just wasn't solo. I wasn't the only person.
Did you ever find yourself asking yourself, why me?
There was a couple long nights where I actually said, why me? But I also quickly remember to be thankful that my life was spared, and I had a super, super medical staff around me that gave me nothing but a plus 10 attention.
Yes.
I know you had mentioned when you came out here that you were overwhelmed with the love and support that you've gotten from everybody, but just in this moment, to see dozens of people around here cheering because you're out of the hospital now, aside from overwhelming, is there any other way that you can describe what this feeling's like?
More love than I can ever expect. One of the things I've in my time here is realizing the love for all those that I knew and did not know that shared their prayer, that took a moment. And I want to thank those, the citizens, rather locally and those that was out of state, that took a moment to offer a prayer for me. Those that took a moment to send a card, those that took a moment to text me. I just want to let them know I thank them, my family thank them from the bottom of my heart. That type of love and support is what got me through this 100 plus days here at the hospital.
How long do we expect you to be back out on the porch? I know you
want to
take a moment.
definitely gonna take a moment. Nothing more than I love than to serve the city of Buffalo as a police officer. There's no other profession that I could think of. This was the choice. It was the proper choice for me. I love serving the community. I look forward to maybe putting the uniform on one more time, as they say.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get home?
I'm going to sit on the porch. I've been away from my home since March, so the weather was a little different in the month of March.
It was
different
in May,
too. So to find myself being able to go home and just sit and be with my family and my friends and reacquaint myself. And I want to thank for all those that's coming out. I'm recognizing different faces now that I'm starting to focus. I see my family, I see my close friends, and I just want to thank you for your love and your support, and most of all, thank you for your prayers.
How long have you been a Buffalo police officer?
Approximately 38 years. Yes.
So, yes. Peggy wanted to stand right here. Now we'll introduce you to Dr. Mary Welch, the physician on our medical rehabilitation unit who cared for Juan over about the last month or so. Dr. Welch.
Thank you. I just want to tell everyone.
Grab the mic.
What a remarkable recovery that Mr. Phillips has made through his hard work and determination. He's been an inspiration to all of us. We're going to miss him. We're so happy for him and his family. It's a beautiful day, and we wish him continued health and wellness.
Thank you, Dr.
I kiss you.
I'd like to also introduce to you the unit manager from the medical intensive care unit, 12 Zone 1, where Officer
four.
Phillips, I'm sorry, 12 Zone 4, apologize, 12 Zone, my apologies, who cared for Officer Phillips while he was on a ventilator. This is Tim Klein, unit manager.
Great.
Thank you.
It's days like today that give us all the reward for why we do what we do. And when Juan first came in, he was one of the sickest of our sick. On the ventilator for over a month, one of the first ones to get a tracheostomy and move through the system so that we could get Juan to this day. And it's really just rewarding for all of us in the critical care setting to see Juan on his feet and ready to go home, and hopefully he has a long time sitting on his porch.
Thank you, Tim. Now we bring up Mayor Brown. Mayor Brown.
Seeing Officer Juan Phillips coming home to his loving family after 101 days here at ECMC shows what love and prayer can do. I want to just say ECMC is also known as Erie County Miracle Center. Juan is a living miracle, and our entire community is grateful to have him going home. Thank you.
Now Mayor Masiello, where Officer Phillips worked for many years, with Kate Masiello.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the Masiello family and the Team Masiello, Mayor Brown, the people of the great city of Buffalo, New York, first and foremost, we want to thank ECMC's tremendous medical team for keeping Juan with us for another 30 years anyway. Let me say something to all of you. Juan Phillips was an exemplary police officer. He had tremendous people skills. He knew how to talk to people and handle people. And his legacy for his tenure in 38 years in the Buffalo Police Office as Buffalo Police Officer will be one of distinction, admiration, and respect for people. And on behalf of my family, he was next to me for 7 years. 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night. He helped raise our daughters, Ariel and Madeline. He was with us through thick and thin. He's very, very loyal. And most importantly, he's a beautiful human being. And we're so happy that you're with us, buddy.
Good. Love you, Bob. Thank you.
That's it, everybody. Thanks so much. Juan, you are good to go home.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.